بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter on a man offering salam to his wife, mahram females, and strange woman if there is no fear of evil. Offering salam to them is conditional upon this. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is explaining that to make for man to make salam to his wife, there is no problem. To make salam to mahram females and strange woman, there is a problem with this if there is a fear of evil. So this is a very important condition, as we explained before, that in this time of fitna and fasad, that a person has to be guarded even with things that are generally regarded as good. Salam is something that is regarded as good, but yet he has to be on guard that I'm greeting someone, and if it's a female and there's a chance of fitna, as we explained, where there's a young woman, then there is consensus that it's not permissible to greet her. And when you got someone who is old, elderly, and there's no chance now of fitna, then there's no harm in a person greeting an old woman, or the old woman greeting a person, a young man, because now she's gone old, she's so old. So here there's no harm. But the person has to be aware, has to be careful that no bounds of Islam must be transgressed by a person initiating salam. So therefore we are taught who we can make salam to and who we shouldn't make salam to. So today's hadith, عن أم هاني فاختة بنت أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قالت رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الفتح وهو يغتسل وفاطمة تستره بثوم فسلمت وذكرت الحديث رواه مسلم. حضرت أم هاني فاختة بنت أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنها. She was the sister of حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه. So she's giving her incident here. She said that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Fath Makkah, on the day of the conquest of Makkah. So whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing a ghusl, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was cleaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, she arranged a parda for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was taking a ghusl. And then she says that she had come in and she had offered salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What had happened, it was the occasion of Fath Makkah, when Makkah was conquered. A very, very great milestone in the history of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taking a ghusl before he could enter the Haram Sharif. In other words, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam could go to the Haram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was taking a ghusl. Also a lesson for us that if possible, before a person can visit, a person is traveling from far, he's coming from out, before he actually goes into the haram itself, he goes into the masjid haram, person should take a ghusl and then go. Although he's traveling from far and he's coming, it's nice, because he's traveling from far and coming, it's nice that he takes a ghusl and he then enters. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking this ghusl. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, using some clothing etc., was created a parda blocking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ummi Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha had come in and she had made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalatu wasalam had replied. Now what we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had replied to her. That's why this hadith is brought under this section. Here there was no chance of fitna between her and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but there was no chance of fitna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied. So anyway, this hadith doesn't mention it, but we come to know from the long hadith, which is not yet mentioned in concise form, that she had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that she was giving her brother-in-law protection, husband's brother protection. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to kill him. We know at that time at Fath Makkah, many people that were killed except those that were given protection. So she had given protection to her brother-in-law, but Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an wanted to kill him. So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him this, informing him of this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that whoever you give protection to, we also give protection to. In other words, that the Muslims are also giving protection to whoever you are giving protection to. So now she felt comfortable that her brother-in-law was protected. Islam was still new at that time. They were not sure exactly who is getting protection, who is not getting protection, because it was like a battle, so to speak. There were some forces that were coming from the Kuffar to fight the Muslims on that occasion, and they were killed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made announcements that whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, he will be protected, and few others. And she had given protection to her brother-in-law, therefore she had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anyway, the reason for this hadith, we'll do one more hadith to finish off the chapter. The reason of this hadith was to show that she made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he replied, the condition was, there must be no chance of fitna. An Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat, marra alayna al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasalam fi niswatin فسلم علينا رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن وهذا لفظ أبي داود ولفظ الترمذي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر في المسجد يوما وعصبة من النساء قعود فألوى بيده بالتسليم. أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by us a group of women and he offered salam to us. Those were the words of Abu Dawud Sharif, the words of Tirmidhi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the masjid one day, whilst a group of women were sitting, he offered salam by gesturing his hand. We explained this hadith before, that when a person gestures their hand, then together with gesturing their hand, they should say the words of salam with the mouth also. So not just gesturing the hand together with saying words of the salam. And we also explained that here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted a group of women. This was the khususiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't mean that we are walking past a group of ladies, now we must start greeting the group of ladies. No, this was a speciality. There was no chance of fitna with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore he could do this. That's how they also learned the salam. And they also felt good that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making salam to us. Therefore we must be careful. That's why they're studying hadith just like this, by a person taking it, or people just opening hadith and quoting from there without the explanation, it can lead to great disaster. Hadith like this, now if anybody opens and says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted a group of women, so every time we go past some apas, we must make salam to them and greet them. This is not what is the purport of the hadith. Purport of the hadith is showing that where there is no chance of fitna, then to make salam is permissible. And with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no chance of fitna. Allah ta'ala had protected him, Allah ta'ala had saved him. Therefore he could do it. This was a khas. It was a blessing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a speciality for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for us, for me and you to do. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.